Now, do you remember this guy who emailed into Dear Scott last week?
I'm a radio and TV personality too, here in Chile. But that's not all we have in common. Could not avoid noticing that we are both super good-looking guys. Funny, slim, tall, and we both have big ears that stick out of our head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, well, he's been back on. Another email arrived today.
Yeah.
Here it is. Dear Scott, the Chilean guy here. Greetings to everyone there. God is unfair. He gives some people wings. He gave me ears.
What? Doesn't he give everybody ears?
Yeah. And who's got wings? Anyway. My ears are so big that I can't use an iPod, because it's not that the earphones fall, but it's stupid to walk around with two white lines ending in my massive ears. It's like walking with two arrows pointing at them. But it's all good. I've got bigger ears than you. It's obvious.
Yeah, you really have.
I was surprised about you focusing just on our differences of ear size and took it like an offence, when I was just pointing for the world to see that those of us who have big ears have everything big.
There was silence from this side, then.
You expected me to go, oh yes, Scott.
A big heart, for example. So the listeners take notice. Size of the heart really matters. You should have been happy and proud at my comments. It's not a coincidence that the new president of the United States has big ears also.
I think he's getting a little bit above his station here.
I do as well, yeah. I'm sure that Becky now is looking at you with very different eyes.
Really not.
And I could tell that the posh lady was reading my mail while her mind was wondering about you. And Pippa, the gullible girl, is giving you the looks.
She really isn't. She's just trying not to crease up laughing at the moment.
So, be all the defensive you want in the outside, but you know, deep in your heart, that we're part of an elite. Scott, embrace it. He is getting a bit above his station now.
He is a little bit. He's taking his ear problem a bit too seriously, isn't
he? Mine aren't as big as this. Not that that's a problem if they were, but they're not. Because I've seen photos.
So, first of all, he compares himself to you.
Yeah.
But this email, he compares himself to Barack Obama.
Barack Obama, yeah, yeah.
Right.
And now, I mean, it's getting a bit regular as well.
Do you think he emails Barack Obama telling him that they're very similar?
What, barackobama@hotmail.com?
Yeah.
But now, it's becoming a bit regular, you know? It's like we're pen pals off of the 80s.
Are you sending him
emails? One side at the moment.
Have you replied as
no,
well?
No, I haven't replied, no. And I'm not going to. Well, thank you, Chilean guy, for that lovely email again, focusing once again on my jug ears. Cheers.